are in a very special times. We are living very special times. And what I have to say today is just very, very urgent. It really is. Not only for me, but for everybody, every one of you. We are in times where the truth is not there anymore. As a matter of fact, let me tell you a little something. I went to, I was just on the internet looking for some stuff, and then I saw about a new show on television that the name is Merlin. I don't know if you have heard about Merlin, I guess. It's just a witch, a wizard, some kind. Merlin, okay. Thank you. I say Merlin. Merlin. This is a young man, and his guide is a dinosaur. And this dinosaur is the wise one. He knows everything. And he is the one who tells him what to do and how to do. This dinosaur was telling him what was his next step. And Merlin, the young boy, he said, I think that is wrong, the boy says. And the dinosaur answered, boy, there is no such a thing as right or wrong. The only thing that there is, what it is and what it is not. So this is how our children are growing with. This is how people are growing. I mean, it is not in here, it's everywhere. I work in Argentina. I've been there for 2 years. It was a great experience. I have no. I shared years ago, 3 years ago, that I missions was not something that I was expecting to do at this time of my life. I was more ready to retire. I was very happy where I was living, very happy after having a hard time there. So Argentina was the place where I was sent. This is Argentina. I am in the middle of it, next to Chile, Mendoza. That's what I was saying, to Mendoza. The ethnic groups mostly are white in that area, especially European descendants. And in the north of the country, we have Indians type of people, just the native South American. And the religion is nominally just Roman Catholic, but only 2% practice. As a matter of fact, the people, they don't even go to church. They go weddings and funerals and everything. They hire a priest to go to their homes and do the service. So that's how it is. But they hold on to that, being a Catholic. That's Mendoza. It's a wonderful city. It really is at the foot of the Andes, and you will see. I mean, when you go there, you are gonna see how beautiful it is. This is the typical setting that you see in the streets of Mendoza. Just people, European style. Like I said, this is a European country, really placed in South America. When I went there, it was to the south of the country. Let me make a lot of emphasis on that. I was confused. I thought I was in the United States or in Europe. It was so interesting to see the people, just like I'm used to see here, fair skin, blue eyes, blonde, that sometimes I made the mistake to start speaking English with somebody that I was talking. That was very embarrassing. But that's the normal setting that you see. It's just people. It's a wonderful city. So the weather, we have the four seasons. Mild, but very nice. We have snow and everything. But it's beautiful. It's a dry. It's not humid at all because it is the desert. This is the typical group. Actually, that's a group of people for work with. Let me be more clear, not like work, but be friends with, because that's exactly what is happening right now. So that's the typical people from Mendoza. That's what the people that I interact with. Let me stop here to tell you a little bit myself, I come from a middle class family. Went to a public school and then a public university, and it's just like anybody of you maybe, and never had any experience working with a high class. And that is a very different group from what I was. I went in my university, we were kind of the rebel group, where we have this Marx type of philosophy that no rich, but everybody the same, kind of that. So I very early in my life, I learned to kind of despise the rich people. That was not my group of people that I wanted to be ever around. Today that I know Jesus, I understand what it was. It was not that I didn't like them. It was that I was envy of them. And that's basically the situation with them. This is a neighbor, Tatiana. We don't have any friendship especially. We just say goodbye. Hi, how are you? The weather is wonderful. And things like that, just like some of us maybe do even here. We say, hi, how are you? But you really don't want to know how you are. And it's just the typical thing that we all do. And by the end of my time in Mendoza, they knew that I was leaving the neighborhood. I was coming back to the United States. So she invited me to her house to have mate, a very special thing. And I was surprised that she invited me. And the question that she asked me, among many other questions, was, Ligia, tell me, what is the difference between good and evil? That was a surprise, but it opened the door to start talking. Now, you need to understand that I don't speak about God over there. Really, if I did, it will just be what they say, and they clearly speak and say, do not talk to me about God. Don't insult my intelligence. God is for ignorant people and for people that are defeated, that are their failures in life, so they need a God to justify their failures. These are people very highly educated. She has a master in administrations. The lowest degree that I found so far is a master's. From then on, that's how it is. And it was, so you're friends. That's what you do. You just make friendships with them. That's all they do. Those are her children. The Nicholas is a very special child. He's very hyper. Does not mind anybody. But one time, out of authentically necessity of the family, I got to keep him one afternoon. When we stayed there, we just read some books and saw a video of the VeggieTales. When he went back home, her mother called me and said, what did you do with Nico? And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, he's just so calm and nice. So Nico always wanted to come to my house, and that's something that when I go back, it's going to continue, that relationship. Those are some of the children over there. Like you say, I mean, I want to make emphasis. I want you to see that those children don't look any different from the children here, right in here in the situation that they live. That's Thomas. That's the inner house, another neighbor. The baby was baptized, and then again they invited the preach to perform the ceremony. They don't care about going to church. This lady was interesting also. One day invited me to have some mate just shortly before I came. And her question was, Ligia, why do you believe in God? Then I want you to see these two things. They didn't know, I mean, I have never talked about God with them. They have seen only my life, whatever my life was during those 2 years around. And that is what gives me the assurance that I am in the place that I am supposed to be. Not because what I am doing, but because what God is doing. He is really, really working in a wonderful way over there. One thing that I realized when I went to missions is that I was not going to go to be a missionary in any place and do my missionary work. What I was going to do was to join God in the work that He is already doing there. That really took a big burden on my shoulders, because it was not my work. So every time from the beginning, I can see how He really is doing that in my life. How did I fit in that group? That was a miracle. That really was a miracle. Yes, I'm a professional. I have my degrees. And for some crazy reason, I also have a master's degree. So I say some crazy reason because I was never sure of what I was doing. And those degrees help to be in that group. The other fact that helped to be part of that group was that I was Colombian. Argentina is the only place that so far where I've been, I've been traveling a lot, different places in the world. Before I became a Christian, I had my own business, and so that took me to different places in the world. And every time I say Colombian, oh boy, I was in trouble. I knew that I will never make an appointment with 2 hours or 3 hours after I arrived to the airport, because I will never get out of any airport in 2 hours. As being Colombian is just almost like a curse. Was. It is changing. There is another president that is changing those things. And in Argentina, it's different. Being Colombian means there are people that are highly educated. Well, how did they know that? I didn't know. And they just like us. So I didn't know that. That was interesting. Get there. So being Colombian was a plus. Americans are not especially appreciated, especially in this particular group. Americans are just not appreciated. It's just the European culture that where they come from, and they are very proud of that. They don't tell you, I am from Mendoza, I am from Buenos Aires. They tell you, I am from Italy, from France, from Spain, from Germany. Talking about their ancestors. It was interesting that I found 2 years before I ever thought about being a missionary, my cousin went to visit me to Ox Village, where I used to live, and the only reason why he came to visit me was to tell me where I came from. I laughed at him, and I said, I know where I come from. And he said, no, you need to know. So he showed me all my, how do you call it? My Christmas tree? Anyways, so I laughed at the time, but I was able to tell those people then later on where I came from, according to their standards. So you can see God working there. God working there. It's not what I was doing. These are two engineers that I got friends with. Very new age. Very new age. It's just unreal. Another engineer, because of my engineering background, that was the reason why I was able to be part also about that. Not that I know anything about engineering right now, but that's a paper that says that. This is his grandmother. They invited me to her birthday. That was a miracle. They don't invite just anyone to a birthday party. It is a very, very close society. Very. So the fact that I've been able to make friends with so many people in so only 2 years should tell you how the Holy Spirit is working there. Another dear lady, she's the one in the picture in my display. And I want to take more time, the rest of my time, with Chiche. This is Chiche. That's perhaps the biggest miracle in Argentina for me. She has a PhD in philosophy and literature. What she does, that's her living, she has groups of ladies from the high society. Groups of ladies, every day, one group between 8 to 10 ladies, that they go for a literature class. She is the teacher, and that's how they call her, teacher. And they read classics like Oscar Wilde, Nietzsche, Marx, and that's the kind of literature that they read. And all the classics, the Odyssey and everything. And she knows very much. Believe me, she does. I have learned a lot from her. And these classes that she had, talleres, workshops that they have, she does not advertise those classes. It is, you get to be part of them only by invitation. And they invite you the first time. The invitation goes like this. Oh, you can come. If somebody finally invites you, say, you can come and see if you like it. Really is in see if we like you, especially her. And she will let you know that she doesn't like you, that you don't qualify for her standards. So I have my dear people in Ox Village praying for me the first day that I went to meet them, to be to the group. I was invited. First miracle. So I went there. They invited me, and the people in Ox Village were praying for me. And they invited me to the second meeting. When they invite you to the second meeting, you are in. And that's when they give you the bill. You have to pay every month, equivalent to $65. So every month you pay $65 to be part of that group. And a second miracle. Really, I was admitted in that group, not having any of their qualities. Somebody asked me something interesting. How do they know that you have money? I mean, they don't know anything about you. And I said, well, I guess because it was a Christian lady that asked me. I figure because since I received Jesus, my whole demeanor just changed. I mean, I just realized that I was the daughter of the King, and I have value, and He created me. And that changed my life. It really did. And because of that, maybe that's what gives me that rich looking. Yes. I am the daughter of the King. So I'm his little princess. And Chiche is totally against God. She furiously against Jesus. And she doesn't mind. She knows that I'm Christian. Not because I say so, but she knows that. And she has no problem saying that Jesus Christ is this and that, a failure, a rebel, just nobody. And she says that God is just, like I say, just for ignorant people. She's Jewish by ground, very Jewish. I mean, all her family is from Germany. And she doesn't believe in her own books. She says that the Hebrew books are just a set of myths intended to control the people. just to control the people and to keep them have a good behavior. That's exactly how she says, to control the people. So you can figure from that missionary is a word that is not acceptable, you know. If they identify me as a missionary, they will basically discount me as a person. Because missionary for them are people who for one thing goes and destroys your culture, and for the second thing, they are working for the United States to submit the people. Just quite interesting. And evangelical. Now, evangelical is Jim Baker and that Stuart guy and all those TV people who wants only your money and they abuse your emotions. In both counts, they are right. So it is unfortunate, but that is the truth. And so I am right there as a professional. I don't, if you go to WGM webpage, I am not there, neither are my fellow missionaries in Mendoza, because if they were to Google our names and find our names as a missionaries, we really lost all the trust on them. We are not telling a story. Let me tell you how we all are missionaries without having the label of missionaries. When I went to the mission field, I knew I had 25 years of being in the Christian culture. I consider myself to be a good Christian. Went to church every time the doors were open. Went to seminaries. Went to all the training, all the evangelism training that it was open. I even went to seminary. Imagine that. So, I was good. Tithe, very faithful in my tithing and give when we needed, when the preacher said we need this. Oh yes, I was willing to do that. So, I really was a good Christian until I went to Ox Village. That was different. I got to see real Christians. I got to see holiness working, active, model, not just talking about that. And I got to think about myself, what I was playing. I mean, what was my game? And I will take too long, longer than you wish me to speak, telling you how that process was, but it was a full career. I call Ox Village my seminary. That was a full seminary career. And when I was very comfortable, the verse that sent me, started waking me up was when that verse in 2 Kings chapter 7 from 3 to 9, is the story about the Arameans when they had the city, the Hebrews in the city. I mean, they were siege and they were eating each other because they were so hungry and everything. And these four lepers at the door, at the gates of the city said, "Why wait here until we die?" And they decided to go on and see. Once they were there, they found all the food that they needed and all the treasures. And then, after they were hiding everything, they talked to each other and said, "We have the good news. We are not telling others. That is not right. I had the good news. I have wonderful teaching. I have a wonderful church. Wonderful training. And the experience in Ox Village, I don't know how to talk about how, it couldn't be any highly. I had the best of the best. And I was sitting there waiting until I died." Don't we all do that? Don't do that. Let's don't do that. We are living in special times. We don't have time. This isn't urgent. This is very urgent for every one of us. How do I share the gospel with these people? I can talk. I cannot say anything. God mean nothing to them. My prayer every morning before I leave my home is this. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All His wonderful passion and purity, O Spirit Divine, all my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. If the beauty of Jesus is not seen in me, I cannot do absolutely anything. I learned during these 2 years to exercise, to put in practice what I learned sitting there for 25 years. Like Saint Francis said, preach in all the times, and when necessary, use words. In this situation that I am right now, I cannot use words. Then again, I want you to see this. Listen, I want you to see this. It is not what I am doing. It is what Jesus is doing. Because if they get to see, if they can see somebody different in me, as to ask, Ligia, what is the difference between good and evil? If they can see that as for somebody to ask me, tell me, why do you believe in God? And another question that I received from another lady was, we were talking about different things, and her master is in philosophy. She asked me something, whatever she asked me, I don't remember exactly, but I do remember the answer that God gave me. I said, you know what, Maria Patricia? Once I discover, where do I come from? What is my purpose in life? And where am I going? I really don't have any problem with this and that. So she looked at me and she said, do you really know all of that? And I said, yes. I said, yes, I do. So she said, we need to talk. And that is God's work. If they see Ligia, they will not pay attention. It will mean absolutely anything. That's exactly for us, you know. That is, the things that I learned during these 2 years have been precious. I don't know who has been missionary there. If I'm being missionary, or I'm being missionary too, God is being a missionary too, because my life have really changed, and He gave me the urgency to really share the gospel and show what is true and what is the truth. And the only way that we all can do in this society, my display reads, a ministry of presence, translating Jesus to a postmodern society. Because that's exactly what it is. Just the presence. Just being there. Being friends. I offer teas to invite people to have some tea in my house. The ladies, that's kind of, let's call it ministry tea, because that's the language in the evangelical community. But that's the way that I make friends. And and that is, they like that, and I like to. Somebody asked me, I don't know if she's here, somebody asked me, do you like to cook? And I said, no, I don't, I'm sorry, but I can make a good tea. Very good. These are some of the ladies that are from my literature group. This is a couple that I wouldn't have time to tell you about, but we are reading the Bible, not studying. No. Reading the Bible. That means that the Holy Spirit is the one who is teaching there. We don't look like Vince, the archers who are working with me, I am working with them, I should say it, we don't play like we are teachers and we know any more than they do. We just read along with them. They make the conclusions and do whatever the Holy Spirit is directing. You should see how wonderful the Holy Spirit works. I tell you, we talk about the Holy Spirit. That is the one thing that I learned during these 2 years. I have experienced Him for real. You know how? Just letting He do it. Stop me. I like to do things. I like to be the initiator of everything. So just learning this thing that I learned, that I heard very early in my Christian life. Anyone who wants to follow me, speak of his trust and deny yourself. I thought denying yourself was some kind of ridiculous thing. And, I won't do this. I won't do this anymore. It's more like that. It's letting him to do everything, everything in your life. That's Lika. She knows about Jesus very well, but she has too much at stake, and this is another friend that she, we are just friends. She's German. I mean, she's from Argentina, but she's German. You know? We really, in our lives, we are all missionaries. You don't need to put a label. And it's our life that is going to show that. It's our life, nothing else. I can tell you, that's what is happening in Argentina. That's a group of friends. The archers are there. That's the typical group. They don't know Jesus, but they will. They will. And Chichi is the one that we need to be praying. You know, she has a group of those high-class ladies. Being part of that group is a status, you know? If you said, oh, I am in Chichi's class, they look at you like you are in, I don't know what. So, she has an influence on all those ladies. What she says goes. So, when she gets to know Jesus, imagine it's going to be an explosion there. Because she is not be quiet about that.